The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Janelle Newell. I don't think I've ever said that to Adele. I don't know that I've ever said that together. And I just realized how fun that is to say, Janelle Newell.
Yes, E's and L's.
I've known you too long to just now discover what a fun name that is to say. Janelle Newell, how are you? Okay, so as excited as I am about Janelle and her fantastic name, she's one of our mindset coaches here at Grow My Cleaning Company. And I'm really excited to share both of our perspectives on today's topic, which is having a lifestyle of $10,000 a month in profit or $100,000 a year in profit, only working 10 hours a week. We've been coaching for 8 years, and this whole time we've been talking a lot about how to grow a $1 million company and make more money and work less, but in somewhat general terms. And we found that 100% of the people that we work with want either to make $100,000 a year working 10 hours a week or less, or more than $100,000 a year with the ability to work 10 hours a week or less from anywhere in the world. And 100% of the people that like to make $200,000 or $300,000 have to go through $100,000 a year first. There's no way to go from zero to 200 without passing through 100 town. And some are like, I'll work more, which, believe it or not, can be part of the problem. We try to say I'm going to work more often or more quantity, but we don't, that's limited, right? There's a very finite quantity of work. You know, if we just take 8 hours of sleep or 6 hours, God forbid, 7 days a week, we all have exactly the same hours. So once you hit that, and a lot of people, that's well under 10 grand in profit and they're working all they can work. If quantity of hours is your lever, there's no more lever to push. You can stop sleeping and die. That's about it. There's no other options. So the quantity gets to be it. So we've done a really good job of refocusing our content on how to have this life. And we're really rolling out. And again, it's very similar to what we've been doing before, but this is going to be specifically for how to work 10 hours a week or less, make it 100 grand a year. And if you want information, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/, I think it's 100x10. Yeah. 100x10, like 100 hours, 100 grand a year times 10 hours a week. Okay. So that's that. That said, what we found when it comes to the what to do and how to do it, we're really, really good at that. We can tell you exactly what to do and exactly how to do it. But the biggest problem is fear and belief of, I can't do that. It doesn't make sense. We get into this weird thing of, I've been cleaning for X amount of years, and we don't articulate this, but when we walk through people through this, so we see them feel it. I don't know what to do when I wake up. If I don't have to go clean every day, all day, who am I? What does this mean to my life? Which can be earth shattering. So there's that one. And before we even get to that issue, that's impossible, you know, because if we've been working 30, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, making 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 grand, even 10 grand in profit, and we move to this new place where we make over 100 grand in profit, and we're only working, you know, 5, 10 hours a week, and we're doing that from anywhere in the world, so we can do it via, we have to admit, like, oh my gosh, something terrible. So, you know, you kind of like, I can't reconcile that. So these are just from my perspective, some of the things that we have, but believe it or not, it is almost always more mindset, fear, and belief than it is, I don't understand what you're telling me to do or how to do it, Mike. So that's the bulk of what I wanted to say. Now we're just going to let Janelle, who's dealing with on the mindset side, walk through the fears that you guys are feeling and might run into to get this $100,000 a year, 10 hour a week lifestyle.
Yeah. So, you know, the interesting thing is that so often we build a box for ourselves that says we have to work hard in order to be successful. And that's like hardwired in our culture, right? So it's kind of a underpinnings of our culture in North America that you work hard and, you know, you make money. It's almost I'll call it an employee mentality. Right? You work hard and you get money, and that if you're not working hard, then somehow we don't deserve or we're not entitled to that level of money, right? So there's a couple of phases of this. And the first one is, are you an employee or are you a CEO, right? Are you an employee or do you can you let go of some of this doing, actually hands-in doing, to step up to become a manager, first of all, right? Hiring and training people. And then the next level is the CEO, like truly the systems are in place, the people in place, and now you are doing the CEO job, and there's boots on the ground below you who are doing the business, right? Those are your employees. So we gotta first of all increase our box to believe that we are the best use of our time is not to be the boots on the ground, right? The best use of our time is not to be the person who is still cleaning. That actually doesn't serve your clients. There are people out there that are great at that, and that's their happy place. And they really want the security of that job. Let them clean. Let them do the job.
And if you think you're that person, I love cleaning. Typically, that's someone that really doesn't love cleaning, but this is the defense mechanism, or they do like cleaning, but they don't want to have to clean to pay their bills. They don't want to have to clean every day, all day. So there's a lot of stories we tell ourselves, like Janelle was saying, that do not serve us. I am the magic cleaner. My clients will only accept me. I love cleaning. And maybe you do. I'm not saying you don't, but you can either be an owner or you can be a cleaner. So if you love cleaning more than being financially successful and owning a cleaning company, it's fine. Be a cleaner, get a job. Just like Janelle said, there's no shame in that. But if the truth of the matter is you're like, well, I like cleaning, but I love owning a business and that's really my passion. Okay, well then sometimes you have to give up something good. And I don't know that the owner of a cleaning company trying to clean stuff is good, but sometimes you have to give up something good to get something great. The second thing Janelle said is so good. There's so much you're saying. So one caveat I want to say, I'm not saying you never have to work hard to make money, to create the systems and processes to set this up. You are going to have to do some work, but most of it's internal, right? We think it's external. I'll do more stuff. It's generally doing more of the right stuff and less of the wrong stuff. So you can do the wrong stuff 100 hours a week and get virtually nowhere. I think I just did the for our program, it's like less than 40 hours worth of work to get this all set up forever. And most of that work is thinking and high dollar work, very expensive work and creating things and doing things that are harder. So Janelle's making a really good point. The world tells us you have to work all the time forever to get paid or to make money. Not the truth. But at some point you do have to work, but you can work on your business, creating systems that will pay you in the future, as opposed to doing cleaning toilets, which you'll need to be cleaning next week and the week after. And by the way, there's some of you guys and gals going, oh, I'm out of cleaning. Great. If you're still just working 50 or 60 hours in the office, same problem. You've elevated yourself a step, but you just went from I'm the cleaner to I'm the manager. But what we really want is the owner, and the owners only are not exclusively, but generally 90% of their time working on their business on projects that they can pick up or set down or work from anywhere in the world. Not like I have to go do payroll and it has to be done every week or whenever the case may be. So the two caveats I want to give is one, it's not that you never have to work. You just don't have to work forever. Two, the quality of your work is so much more important than the quantity. So sometimes there's going to be some quantity, right? You're not going to get down to zero. And if you want to build this 10-hour a week, $100,000 plus lifestyle, it might take you more than 10 hours a week to get that. But once you create it over, weeks or months, then you don't have to do that anymore. The last thing, and I want to get Janelle's take on this, is you said it perfectly. There's beliefs that are not serving people. I'm going to hit three or four and you can just take them as you like. Like you said, I have to work really, really hard. And again, there's the unspoken belief that I said, if I've been working really, really hard for $5,000, what does that mean about me if I work a lot less and make $10,000? Does that mean I'm stupid? We do a bunch of shooting on ourselves and then like judging ourselves. And then we're like, well, I'm not willing to do that judgment. So I'll just keep failing. It also means, here's the big one. I know how freaking hard it is to clean toilets. And for those people to make $15 to $20 an hour, whatever the wages in your area, and work quote unquote so hard that you've done, you think it's not fair that you work so little and make 10 times as much. That can be, and again, I'm gonna let Janelle speak, but from the tactical side, that's a belief before you've done the work, because I had a construction company that was millions of dollars. And I got to be honest, some days, not most days, but some days, I'd see the guys going out to install one of the projects that we've done. And I was a little jealous. They actually get to do real work. At the end of the day, they can see the progress and that's it. They go home and be with their families and don't have to worry about it. That was not my life. A lot of stuff I did was mental and I couldn't see anything get done. And I was still thinking about it at the end of the day. So there's a, and again, is it fair that I made way more than them? Depends on what you think. Hey, they could go build that same thing. They didn't want to, they just wanted to enjoy the day. So those are the big fears I think people have of what does it say about past me if I have this new life? I'm somehow taking an advantage of someone if I may work way more and I'm doing quote unquote easier work and certainly less work. And then there's also, if I can get really to meddling, there's this belief that, you know, money is evil. And again, if you're a Bible believer, the Bible does not say money is evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil, which is very different than money's evil. But if we believe rich people are bad, and there's kind of a theme of that going in our society, it's really hard to be a rich person. All right, there is a cornucopia of mess. I threw it against the wall. Pick one you like. And
well, let's start with the money. First of all, you know, making $100,000 a year in profit doesn't make you a rich person in this country. In fact, it makes you middle class.
In some areas of the country, middle class. In some areas, still poor. Try living in a house with two kids in California, $100,000 a year in San Francisco. Good luck.
Yeah. So we're not talking about what Apple just hit $3 trillion. Okay. So a small business owner, and that's what you are as a cleaning company owner, you are a small business owner. If you are making $250,000 a year in profit, you are still a small business and you are in the middle class. Mm-hmm. We are not talking about millions of dollars here, right? And so you're right. We have to uncouple that number, which may feel like a really big number. If you're working for wages, right? If you're working, an hour for a dollar amount, you're working for wages, that number can feel really, really big. And there can be some guilt associated with it. And so the first thing is we have to look at that assumption, right? Like that box. And, you know, you kind of want to ask yourself, is it really true? Right? And this is why it's so great to be in a community of business owners who are at various stages of the process. So, you know, yes, there are clients with you right now who are doing the 100 by 10, right? They have figured it out. They've put in the work, they put in the systems, they follow the steps, but they've done the work to be able to embrace that this is possible, right? And that they are deserving of it. And by them stepping into that level of ownership and trusting people, right? So this is huge because in order to live that kind of lifestyle, I'm going to work 10 or 20 hours a week and have these people working for me. It's serving my clients at this level. I have now put my trust in other people. I'm supporting them and their families. You are generating like all of this goodness in the world. You are providing somebody with a stable job that allows them to have that income for their family, as opposed to you having, you know, your 30 clients that you're out there cleaning their houses and that's it. Now you have 300 clients, and you have all of these employees out there who are now, again, stable jobs, making good money. They are secure in their lives. You trust them, which is huge for their own like well-being and mental goodness, right? And so there's all of these levels, these ripples of effect that you're making in the community by being a higher level business owner, as opposed to just building yourself a job.
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there. And let's take that up to the next level, because you made a great point, Janelle, just foundational. And I know a lot of you guys are like, I want to make a lot more than $100,000. I got it. But if you're not there yet, it drives me nuts when I'm doing coaching calls and people are like, I want to be global and $1 billion. And I want to be the, it's like, great. You got 9 clients. You're doing, or, you know, you're doing $18,000 a year, a month in revenue, and you're making $5,000, like settle, like, great. That's all great. But we got to get to step, you know, you're on step 37. Let's go from, or you're thinking about step 37, but you're on step 1. Let's talk about step 2. So for all of you guys, like, I know what I want to make a lot more. I understand that. But if you're working less than 100, if you're making less than $100,000 now, or certainly if you're working 50, 60 hours a week, you can't really expand doing what you're doing. So just let's got that. Second of all, I love what you said about that's really not that much money, but let's take it to say it is, right? Let's go to the billionaires, right? And I want to get political, yeah. But there's a lot of people like, why should billionaires exist? That doesn't make sense, right? It's like, well, there's only 2 kinds of billionaires. There's entrepreneurs and there's governments. That's it. You know, people that own crap and government. The government has a gun and they say, if you don't give us some of your money, we're going to put you in jail or shoot you in the head, or use the gun to put you in jail. Fine. And again, supposedly they're for the public good. And you can, you know, sure, different people have different thoughts. And like every government, I'm sure some of it does great for the public and some of it maybe not so much. That's every government. I think, you know, doesn't matter about your political beliefs. We can all agree the government's pretty good at wasting money and they do some pretty good stuff as well. Whereas entrepreneurs, the only way they get money, they have no gun. The only way a billionaire can exist is to give massive amounts of value to massive amounts of people. So that's it. There's no other option. So you might go, Jeff Bezos worked, da, 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 and, you know, his blah, blah, blah. Great. It's a political discussion, but he didn't have a gun. You know, none of us have to go to Amazon, you know, so we also like go to Amazon to like buy a thing so we can talk about how bad Jeff Bezos is, but we're using Amazon or Steve Jobs. Well, Steve Jobs passed, but whoever these rich people are, again, if you're not in the mob and you're not in the government, you know, you can make an argument they're similar. Sorry, getting a little feisty. There's no way you can make money without bringing value. And the more money that you make, and we can disagree or talk, or not, we're not going to talk about taxes or nonsense about how that money gets distributed, blah, blah, who cares? But we all agree, regardless of your political beliefs, the only way, if you're not, you know, you don't have a gun effectively, the only way to make that kind of money is to give a crap ton of value. And like Janelle said, not just to, and I will get a little political here, like the Amazon people or the Walmart people, like, this sucks. They're not giving us fair wages. Then go somewhere else. You're obviously there because you think it's the best job available for you. And if you're like, well, it ain't, great, get a better job, man. So the only thing worse than, you know, employing hundreds of thousands of people isn't have the government, people yell at you for going, how dare you pay these people for a job? It's like, do I have a gun? If Janelle is here because I have a gun to her head, we can argue about pay or anything and call me. And you're probably right, right? If I have to use a gun to get her here, it's probably on me. If she's here on her own volition and I'm paying her a nickel and a hug, and obviously we don't violate any labor laws, so it's more than that, but she's happy with her nickel and a hug and I'm happy with her service. So again, you have to give value. That's the point. So there's no universe of like, well, those people, they're cleaning, they're working so hard, it's not fair. It's like, do you have a gun? Did you impel them in any way other than here's an opportunity? And did they say yes? And if they said yes, God bless, right? If you're lying, I'll pay you $20, but only 15, or you force them somehow. I've got your kids if you don't clean something. These are all problems. That's all on you. But if you go, I will pay you a legal wage in my city and state to do a job, and they happily take it, there's nothing to feel guilty about. So hopefully that's very pragmatic. And that's why I have Janelle. I'm kind of the wildly pragmatic side and she's a little more of the emotional energy. So, okay, what's next? We kind of opened a bunch of loops with different beliefs. So, I think we got the money.
And so I want to talk about the level of trust in other people that it requires to be the person in charge. And I'm talking high level, not just manager, right? Because we get lots of clients that come in and they're cleaning during the day and then they're managing the teams themselves and they're doing their payroll and they're working really hard and they're not, their profits are not where they want it to be.
So here's my favorite hat I'm going to put on, which is the devil's advocate. But Janelle, you don't understand. I've heard one of my competitors, they hired a lady and she robbed the place. And then there was a cops and it was terrible. And also I'm the only one that can clean like I clean, Janelle. I'm faster and my clients won't even take it. They have to have me. So I'm just speaking for the thousands of the people in the audience. Talk to me.
So both of those, I hear the fear underlying, the fear that, am I, What happens really if I'm not the one cleaning, does that mean my I'm not needed? Does it mean I'm not valued? Does it mean somebody's better than me? Deep breath. Deep breath. Right? Just deep breath. What if I hire the wrong person? What if I, you know, like, well, you know, Mike has got systems. There's a process to hiring. You're also not marrying these people, right? If it's not the right fit, the employee will leave. If it's not the right fit, you can find a new employee, replace them. But it requires you to take this big, deep breath and make a decision that you are going to trust your people. You're going to trust the systems to work, and that there's a process you're going to walk through that's going to get you to the other side of this.
And shameless plug, if you want that process, if you're like, well, I don't have a process, growmycleaningcompany.com, 100 by 10. I'm not sure when this is going to release, but that's only available for like a week or two. We're doing it live. So go now. If you think it's going to be gone later, you'll go and it's like, it's out. We're only taking a certain amount of people. This is a live thing happening over a very condensed time and like starting a week from today. And this probably won't even be released today. So pretty quick. And by the way, Janelle, I wrote down, I'm going to say it again because I wrote it down. I'm going to tweet it, use it on social. I love this. I'm going to steal it, not steal it. I give him full credit right here in front of everybody. This is Janelle Noel. Not clean does not mean that you're not needed, that you're not valued, or that other people are better than you. I love the fears that people think but don't say. And that's it. You just nailed it. But if they say, well, my clients only want me, or I clean magic, or I'm special. And I've been arguing about that. And I can say there's 100 cleaning companies. All we do is coach people that are doing it. And after they get out, their people are better. You know, I can give all the logical stuff that's the truth. We can prove categorically there are cleaners in your town where the owner's not cleaning. Period, end of sentence. And the people are happy. And, you know, we even tell ourselves, oh, they do a bad job or whatever. But really, I'm arguing an emotional problem with logic. An emotional problem is I believe if I don't clean, it somehow negatively affects my value. The person I hire is better than me. I'm not worth anything, or I'm worth less. Man, so good, Janelle. Thank you for, I've been doing this for almost 10 years and I've never heard it articulated so well. I just want to say it again so no one missed it. Please continue.
Well, that's it, right? So we have to address those underpinnings, that underpinning belief and fear that we could decouple my value, my worth, my service. Right? You are still of service to your clients. Absolutely. If you are not the one scrubbing the toilet.
And it goes a level up too. Again, I want to make sure we hit the portion out there that's going, well, I don't do any of that stuff. I got it. But just because you don't personally do payroll, or just because you personally don't do the scheduling, that's a big one on residential. You think, I got to do, I'm magic. So all of these things, I just don't want you to be like, oh, I'm out of cleaning, therefore this doesn't affect, you know, anything that you're doing, that because it's safe, you know how to schedule and you're comfortable and blah, 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 blah. And you're exactly right. That I think you hit the whole nail on the head, Janelle. I've been dancing around it forever. You just hit it right in the middle. Whether it's cleaning or administrative work or both, there is a belief that if I just work 10 hours a week, and really it's less than that, of the 10 hours, two or three of that's training, right? You've been coaching and getting better and you're working on your own self. I'm worth less, not worthless, but worth less than I was before. I'm not serving. And it's so the opposite. And the cool thing is once you get there, you can look back and go, oh my gosh, I'm free to serve at such a higher level. I can hire so many people. I can do, and it's so funny because they want that they want to serve. That's the crazy thing about Cleaning Nation, but they have this belief that the more they clean toilets or the more they're in the office, whatever that looks like, the more they're serving. And you can't, it's almost like you can't see that that's not the truth until you get to the point where that's not the truth. So we've got about a couple minutes here and we're going to wrap, but man, I'm jumping up and down, Janelle, because that is so prescient. Sorry about using the $100 word, but that's just so spot on. Okay. I'm that guy. I'm that girl. That lady, I just had this revelation. Holy crap. Maybe a little bit of maybe that's it. How do I move forward? How do I make that? Obviously get the tactical help you need. You still need to know what to do and how to do it, but how do I move forward on the emotional belief side?
Well, that's why we have mindset as part of the program, right?
Two coach. So, there's one tactical jerk. We got two mindset. If you
two
know
mindset. One is. Yeah. Like, come on here. Because once we see it. Once you can address what is going on, what's that story I'm telling myself? Now we can change it. We can find something and up-level it and improve it and change it and grow it. But we can't change anything until we even know that there's a problem. Hmm. Right? So we can dig in and do all kinds of good stuff with it between Suzanne and I. But that revelation alone is not enough, right? So we combine what is the story that's slowing you down? What is the box that you put yourself in? We combine it with the tactics and the wins and the progress and the confidence building and what's the new story that I am building into? And then, oof, you just see these people, right? Like they're just like here and then whoosh, like, yeah. and it may feel like it takes forever because that's what happens when we're in change. But you look back and you're like, wow, in 6 months, look at what happened.
So true.
So in a year. So there we go.
Yeah. I think it was Anthony Robbins where I first heard it. People overestimate what they can do in a year and way underestimate what they can do in a decade. I think they also overestimate what they can do in a month, but underestimate what they can do in a year. Yeah. So yeah, that looking back is a lot of fun for us. And we had people that had been with us a year and like, holy crap, I didn't even remember that person. So I'm going to give you two action items. One, we'll do the mindset side first, because I do think that's more important. If you're like me, lots of judgment to everything that you hear. You're like, I don't do that. That's not a helpful question. Do I have beliefs? You know, do I believe things that aren't, you know, whatever. The better question would be, what beliefs do I have that are getting me further away from my goal? And is that true? And does it have to be true, right? Because a lot of the stuff, there is no truth. Like there is no the truth when it comes to people. And again, it depends on the statement. People have to have me. Well, that's not the truth. People would prefer me now. Well, that may be the truth to some people to some degree. Not what is that prefer a 10 out of 10 in terms of passion or two? There's all sorts of nuance on there. Really depends on the question that you ask. So if you ask the question, could people, it depends on the questions, right? So what happens if someone steals to me? What happens if they don't like me? What happens if, great, you can ask all those questions. Or what happens if I clean toilets on the day I die and never take a chance to really own a business? So pick the questions they're going to have. Ask yourself the first question, what beliefs do I have that aren't serving me? And what beliefs could I replace them with? And again, we're not looking for fairy tale stuff. Like, you know, I could levitate, not a helpful belief. Well, I don't know, maybe there's some machinery, but without any machinery on my own, I can levitate. That's not true.
My Iron Man suit's in the shop. So,
right. So what belief do I have now that's not serving me or my goal or the people that I want to serve? And what belief could I replace it with? Right. So if mm-hmm. that belief is money's evil, what's more healthy belief? Like money's going to allow is just a magnifier. And if I'm a great person, has a lot to give, then money's going to allow me to give more.
Money is a tool.
Yeah. But yeah. Lots of belief. So give you one more negative belief and positive, then we'll give you the next one. I'm screwing people if I make them clean for less money than I make, or I'm giving, how many people do I want to give an opportunity to? And guess what? Maybe they work for you for a little while and they go start their own thing or get a better job. And they just, you know, they're not here forever, but the time that they have, you enrich their lives and they enrich hundreds of your clients' lives. Pretty big opportunity. So on the mindset part or the beliefs part, don't just go grand, you know, I'm black, white. I have that belief or no, I don't. Okay, fine. You can get a little bit of value, or just go, what beliefs do I have that I could improve? And then work on some of that. On the tactical side, again, if you are, because again, we are always helping people with our 9-week program for a very, very, very short amount of time. I think like as we're starting just a couple of days, we're going to put everyone through in like 10 days. It's going to be really fast. It's going to be really intense, but it's going to give you every what to do and how to do it that you need. So there will be no, well, I've got the beliefs, but I don't know what to do. I mean, that no excuse for that. growingcleaningcompany.com/100x10, 100 by 10. And we'll help you with the tactics. And hopefully this mindset stuff has really been helpful. Cause again, I hate to say it, the tactics aren't easy, but they're simple. The mindset stuff, the beliefs. If I could wave a magic wand for every client coming in and go, they have the beliefs that they need, or they have all the knowledge and know-how, I'll take the beliefs every time. And I hate to say it because I'm the one that delivers the less valuable part, the know-how, what to do and how to do it. That's why we love Suzanne and Janelle. That belief set of who I need to believe and what I need to believe is so much more value when it comes to scaling. So hopefully that was helpful. GrowMyCleanCover.com, 100 by 10. If you want to make 100 grand a year, working 10 hours a week, we can't wait to meet you. Talk soon.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431, 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.